And I will call to order our special board meeting for the Five Cities Fire Authority on this October 14th. So if you would all rise and let's recite the flag salute together, please. Ready? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Ms. Myers, roll call, please.
Chair Lee.
Here.
Vice Chair White.
Here.
Board Member Storton.
Here.
We have a quorum, so we will proceed next to our agenda review. Let's see if there are any questions on the order of the agenda, or if not, so if someone's ready to make a motion.
I will go.
I made a motion. Will we
I second.
We have a motion to proceed as intended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We will continue, which takes us to our community comments and suggestions, where we invite the public members of the community to present issues, thoughts, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on this agenda. Let me open this up to the floor, see if anyone wants to come forward and speak on any items.
Good morning. I heard you talking about you have one more board meeting. I don't know if I'll be at that next board meeting, but I want to take this opportunity to say thank you for your service. I think you guys have done excellent work for us and greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Italian Chief. Appreciate that. Any other members in the audience want to speak? Seeing no one come forward, I'll go ahead and close community comments and suggestions. Say thank you for joining us today. That does take us to our consent agenda, where we have two items, which is approval of minutes, excuse me, and consideration of cash disbursements. Let's see if there's any questions on the consent agenda.
$4,795.47.
Let's ask first.
T5.
It's what obviously on cash disbursements.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 8480. It's obviously something for the truck. Isn't that excessive? I don't know. It just seemed like.
Right. So this was an electrical system problem with the truck where it wouldn't go into pump gear. I believe this was that repair. Troubleshooting, replacement parts, and while it is a lot of money, when we put it in perspective with the repair cost for truck 5, it's not extraordinarily expensive. There was a lot of time and labor put into troubleshooting and finding out where the short was, and then ordering parts and then having to program those parts.
Okay. Have you paid for that twice yet? The truck?
That particular, oh, the truck. That'd be interesting.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
No. We'll bring that out.
Then I will go ahead and open this up to the public, see if anyone wants to speak on our consent agenda. Seeing no one come forward, I'll bring it back for consideration by the board.
I'll move approval of consent agenda items number 1 and 2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please, Ms. Myers.
Board Member Storton?
Yes.
Vice Chair White?
Yes.
Chair Lee?
Yes. That takes us to our continued business, which we have none of today, which then takes us to our new business, consideration of budget review for fiscal year 22-23 and approval of 7 budget adjustment requests. Do I start with the Chief or do I start with Ms. Valentine?
I would appreciate deferring to Ms. Valentine, our treasurer, and I'll add comments.
Good morning, Board. Thank you. So this is the consideration of the budget review for the current fiscal year 22-23, and 7 budget adjustments. So we are working on our audit right now, and we wanted to provide your board an update on the fiscal year end for 21-22. Our total revenues were $6,589,704, and our actual expenditures were $6,636,328. The reason I bring this up is because we did end with a higher fund balance than we had anticipated when we reviewed the budget back in April of this year. So that ending year truly ended with a fund balance of $325,066, roughly $200,000 more than we had anticipated. For a few reasons. We continue to underspend our full budget, which is done by the department and the chief and trying to be very conscious of all of our spending, but also because some of our projects weren't completed in the fiscal year 21-22. So I will briefly summarize the budget adjustments that we're asking your board to consider to either carry over or reappropriate some of this fund balance from. We've included $13,500 from the California Fire Foundation grant award that your board approved on the 27th. That is a neutral revenue and expenditure increase on both for $13,500. There's a carryover for $23,700 in unspent protected safety equipment that was ordered in fiscal year 21-22, and we have not received that yet. We don't currently have a date of when that is anticipated to be received, but Tricia did check in on that. And then we've asked to appropriate $13,500 from the fund balance to contractual services to complete a salary survey. We've asked to appropriate $18,000 from the fund balance to contractual services to assist with splitting FCFA CalPERS liability between the JPA members. That's part of one of the items for the Third Amendment of the JPA wind down period. We've asked to appropriate $6,000 in fund balance to computer software to upgrade the image trend reporting platform to include Continuum, which will allow the real-time data monitoring and performance analysis. Appropriate $10,000 in fund balance to gas and oil. This continues to rise. Our expenditure line item continues to be over our budget. And then the final request is to appropriate $127,187 in fund balance to vehicles. This would include a carryover of approximately $37,000 for the utility truck and an additional $15,000 for the total utility truck estimate cost of $52,000. Additionally, the remaining $75,000 request will be allocated to purchase an outfit for the battalion chief vehicle. With these seven budget adjustment requests, it increases the expenditures by $211,887 and would bring the new adjusted budget fund balance down to $126,678 or 1.79%. I'm happy to take any questions you have at this time.
Very good. Thank you for that report. Let me see if there's questions to my right.
No.
Questions to my left.
I do, please, Nicole. Thank you. Do we have a goal for a fund balance?
We do not have a goal for a fund balance.
What would we traditionally prefer?
So we're JPA. It's hard to say. Most of the cities have a 15% minimum, 20% goal.
So obviously, we're into this Third Amendment and kind of the wind down with the fire authority and a stable budget for the last 3 years. Are you confident with the allocations that have been presented? 1.79% seems fairly low. But there's things that need to be done and taken care of. Are you comfortable with that fund balance for the remainder of the year?
It doesn't make me feel great. The Third Amendment does outline, you know, if we go below, if we hit zero or if we expend all of our fund balance, it does outline how the JPA would go and ask the member agencies and what that would look like. So we're definitely going to be very diligent as the year goes through. Probably provide more frequent updates to your board so that we can not have that happen.
Okay. No, I appreciate the diligence that has been taken so far. And I just have a couple of comments when we're done.
Appreciate that. And maybe just an update from the chief in the form of a question. So I think we had talked about reviewing what a reserve policy could be in that, and perhaps you will cover this in your manager's report, but that is part of the continued or now the new discussions, I guess, between the member agencies to develop a reserve policy. Is that correct?
There was discussions with this board about establishing a fund balance reserve policy prior to the execution of the Third Amendment and now executing the wind down period components. So there is no conversation currently of a policy because, you know, structurally we're going through steps of a potential dissolution and a reformation of a different entity. So right now we are doing our best to manage to the flat funding for 3 years, but may need to go to the member communities for additional contribution.
And maybe let me ask that question in a different fashion. So as we're having those future conversations, a reserve policy should or could be included in those discussions, either at the board level or at the member agency levels, in order to be fiscally prudent, correct?
Yes, comma. Being that we're 99.99% dependent on funding from the member agencies, it's an interesting question, an interesting topic to contemplate is, should we have a fund balance, as no other operating department in a general fund city maintains a separate fund balance, right? It's all part of the general fund balance. So I'm sure there's going to be conversations as we reform the JPA document, but it's just an interesting time to consider something like that.
Yeah, you make a good point about departments not having fund balances, where I think historically this is obviously a separate agency, a separate authority that has somewhat of department-like implications for all three of the member agencies. And so, okay. I appreciate the clarification. So a question perhaps for Ms. Valentine is the appropriation for vehicles and for the for that, does that take into account, maybe this is for the chief, any repairs, corrections that aren't already budgeted? This is new work for the battalion chief truck and for the vehicles, correct?
So these vehicles are replacement vehicles. So the utility truck will replace a Ford F-250 from the mid-90s, that was a legacy Arroyo Grande vehicle, as an example. The battalion chief vehicle will replace the white Dodge truck that Chief Heath drives, which I can't remember what model year it was, mid-2000s. It was grant-funded, and we're having mechanical issues. I mean, in the cash disbursements journals, there's nearly $2,000 in transmission work on it.
So some of these, this new appropriated money will hopefully save our maintenance fund.
Future mechanical.
Perfect. Okay, great. Thank you. I didn't have any other questions. Did that generate any other questions for you? Okay. Let me open this up to the public, see if there's members of the public that want to speak on this item. Seeing no one come forward, we'll bring it back for consideration. And comments first.
Sorry. Yeah, just thank you for going through this and for the diligence that has been done thus far to kind of work through a very complicated year. I will say, with me only having one meeting left, if there was some need for this board to move forward with a request to our agencies to meet some need of the authority, I would support that discussion moving forward. And I'm just throwing that out there as a discussion point later on if the chief were to come forward with something that we need to desperately look at to help with the transition. But with only 1 month left, I'll leave that to the chief to decide. Otherwise, I'm in support of staff's recommendation.
Actually, I will support Member Storton's comments as well, that if there is anything in the discussions with either the three agencies or the two agencies moving forward that can be accomplished before this board changes over, I'd be supportive of hearing that here and at the city level.
Very good. Thank you.
So with that, who's ready to make a motion?
I will move staff's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Myers, roll call, please.
Board Member Storton?
Yes.
Vice Chair White?
Yes.
Chair Lee?
Yes. Thank you for that item. That takes us on the virtual agenda to our board member items. Any board member items, all right?
And here?
Oh. No, just kind of communications.
Very good. I think that was takes us to our fire chief items, which I'll turn to the fire chief for his updates.
Thank you very much. I'd like to take my time today to just bring the board up to speed on two meetings that I can report out on that we've had with the Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach city managers as they evaluate what level of fire service and additional needs they'll have moving forward. So, again, this is related to the wind-down period. And while Oceano's manager will be in an upcoming meeting with everyone, this is really the two cities moving forward and trying to determine what level of service they want to have moving forward. So I'm just going to kind of walk you through the slides. There are not 73, but there's over 30, so some of them I'll just quickly breeze through and spend more time on others. It worked. So meeting one. So you've seen this before, our historical service demand with that 4.8% year-over-year increase. What you're seeing in orange is the Five Cities Fire Authority without the calls for Oceano in it. So managers kind of wanted to see what the trend analysis would look like if it was just two cities. So nothing really changes here other than if, for example, in 2021, the 638 calls from Oceano are not reflected in the orange bar graph. And you've also seen this eye chart several times. I'm sorry?
I apologize. If you go back to that. So those 600 odd calls in Oceano are for Oceano addresses, not calls from that station.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So this is very difficult to see, but thankfully this board has plenty of experience looking at this chart. This is the service demand by community. So going back to the Oceano calls, I swear to you, in the lower right of that, you'll see 900-plus calls out of the Oceano. Actually, on the next slide, you'll see it out of the Oceano station. You'll see that delta, 940 calls coming out of the Oceano station because it's the closest to the call for service. So again, there's 600 versus 900, roughly, in this analysis. So then we took a look at geographic service demand. I also believe this board has seen what's called a heat map before. We'll give you some more points of reference in a moment, but if you look kind of in the top third, that straight line going to the ocean is Grand Avenue. You can all, from that reference point, you can see it trickling up into the village, down into Oceano, you know, in Cienega, we have the mobile home parks, and then off to the right, that island is... I want to say Tiger Tail. What's
Sunset,
it? Sunset Terrace. Sunset.
Sunrise Terrace.
Sunrise Terrace. Thank you. Yes. Blanking. I want to say Tiger Tail. And then the dots at the beach. A lot of times when the crews are dispatched to an incident near there, they're just given an address that exists at that ramp location. So taking a different look at it, we dropped the three existing fire stations into the heat map to give the managers an idea of where our calls for service in relation to where the fire stations are. And then we talked about station response. So this map with the outline of Arroyo Grande dates back several years to when a prior city manager was in Arroyo Grande, and we couldn't update it because we have to pay for the data set. So this is a couple years old. But you see the city of Arroyo Grande outlined, and it gives you your points of reference with where the station locations are. The green boxes are our four-minute response, and yellow, six-minute. So when you see white in the response area map, that's going to be 6 minutes plus response area. So this is what it looks like with two fire stations. And this is happening, as you know, two-thirds of the time with Five Cities Fire right now. So within the city of Arroyo Grande, you now see on the towards the bottom, you see a white area identified, and then obviously a big chunk of Oceano as well has dropped out of the six-minute response window. So we really focused in on this because, again, remember it was with the two communities, and we were identifying where this Arroyo Grande impact truly was. We talked about the type of construction, high-density housing, multifamily dwellings, a medical facility, and then it's a fairly frequent response area for Five Cities Fire. When we talk about high-density housing, also on Elm Avenue and others, there's designated senior apartment buildings. So just to give you an idea of what I just covered, there in the green in the middle is the Soto Sports Complex. You can see Elm off to the right there, and then you can drop down and see the other areas that we're mentioning. Then we talked about, very briefly, where's the ideal location for a third station? If we could move a third station, where would it go? And it would go, we personally picked out a vacant lot that the city of Arroyo Grande owns, just past the 7-Eleven on South Elm Street across the pike. This would greatly benefit that area, as well as it would greatly benefit Oceano. When you think about where the Oceano station is, related to the entire community of Oceano. It's not in an optimal location, but moving it to this area would greatly benefit both AG, to an extent Grover, and Oceano as well. And then I want to thank Captain Searby for his work on this, because I'm about to show you some pretty heavy analysis, and Captain Searby spent hours putting this together on company capacity, which really measured, based on where we are today, with the workload that we have today, where are we at in terms of resources? Because it would be easy to say, there's three communities today, there's going to be two communities in the future, so that means instead of three companies, we only need two companies. And as we presented the managers, and I'll show you in a moment, is the ship has literally sailed on a two-company model. We are straining with three companies, but we do see buying some time if we can implement a fire prevention bureau that has significant cost recovery in delaying additional resource needs. So we'll walk you through this. So we took a look at projected service demand with a couple of things. We based on a couple of issues. One is we took the year-over-year increase that we know is pretty consistent. We did assume for development items that the cities gave us, we targeted that bump happening in 2027, along with a population increase. But Mark was able to kind of moderate that, so it didn't have a dramatic impact on the year-over-year increase as we looked at projected service demand. But it's significant following the trend line analysis. Again, green is without the Oceano community, and blue is with all three communities. So when we talked to the communities about what do you have in the pipeline, it was really interesting, and frankly, it was exciting as to what was going on in the pipeline. I know that Arroyo Grande had both a type of a assisted living community on the books, as well as a memory care. It sounds as though the memory care unit is off the books for now, but there's a lot of things going on in both communities. Fire prevention. So again, as you may recall, our fire prevention program is handled by the engine companies, by Chief Heath, and a shift-based captain, Captain Bart Pearson. So we do not have a true focus on fire prevention, and when you look at what's required based on what's in our area, it's pretty staggering. And I can tell you, we are not keeping up with these numbers. The engine companies do a great job of handling the multifamily dwelling inspections. Business inspections, we're doing new business inspections, and we're focusing on specialty businesses such as cannabis facilities. The state inspections were an unfunded mandate that used to be handled by the Office of the State Fire Marshal, along with public education. So there's a lot to be done in fire prevention, which is risk reduction and risk mitigation. So some of the assumptions that go into workload, and if you have detailed questions, I am going to call Captain Searby forward. But, you know, the crews work at 24-hour shift period. They work two of those in a row, but you really need to break down those periods into two 12-hour periods, one being more active than the other, right? So after the workday, there's, as you can see, the last bullet required Department of Transportation rest periods. They're still finishing up some work from the daytime hours. They're still responding to emergency calls. So all of those things are factored into capacity for workload. So this chart for unit utilization basically is status quo today. The green bar chart is two companies. So we're way beyond being able to manage service to the communities with two companies. The blue bar charts are three companies. The graph on the left is all three communities. The graph on the right is Arroyo Grande and Grover Beach. What we were doing in taking a look at this analysis and looking at how we're already surpassing 24 hours in a day was trying to project when you're going to need a fourth engine company. So you can see with three communities, it's happening 1, 2, 3, 4 chart